Time and Space by Booktopus. Chapter 1.
No, no, you're doing it wrong again. Here, let me show you. Scoot over.
Regulus left his seat and nudged James over, making room for himself on the library sofa. James stuck out his hands helplessly, grinning.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
It's a common mistake. Regulus's attention was focused on the knitting needles in James's hand. James studied his face, a few curls hanging loose around it, and absently wondered if his hair felt as soft as the Angora wool they were working with. How nice it might be to tuck a curl behind Regulus's ear. He tore his eyes away when Regulus shifted closer, wrapping his hands over James's.
Remember, with the purl stitch, you're doing the opposite of the knit stitch, holding the working yarn in the front and inserting the needle from the back.
He demonstrated, guiding James's hands through the correct motions. James looked up at his face again. When he concentrated on his knitting, Regulus developed this tiny crease between his eyebrows. It vanished the moment that he looked up, replaced by a sweet blush on his cheeks. James felt his own cheeks heat up in response, and grinned sheepishly.
I think it's nice, you know, that you're so involved with this. You're a good teacher.
Yes, well, it's a good cause. Lily has it right, you know. Wanting to aid the house elf community, help them live better lives. Not sure if this... He gestured to the knitting in both of their laps, destined to be clothing, offerings of freedom. Is the best way to go about it, but I'm all in. Freeing creature, bringing him here to Hogwarts, it was the best thing for him.
Regulus looked down at his lap, biting his lip, his own knitting needles looping rapidly.
James knew that he had been struggling with the decision to grant Creature his freedom.
You did it to protect him from your parents. SPEW may be in its infancy, with all of this knitting.
James gestured around to the other students gathered in small groups.
But if there's one person I trust to take action, it's Lily Evans.
They both looked over at the red-haired witch across the library. She was in deep conversation with Caradoc Dearborn, a Ravenclaw student in James's and Lily's year. James had joined SPEW to get closer to Lily, to try and show her a different side of him than the brash, bull-headed jock she had accused him of being. But it turned out that she was just as good at maintaining her distance with a pair of knitting needles in her hand. Instead, he'd found himself spending most of the meetings with the younger Black brother. They'd gotten to know each other through prefect duties last year. Attending SPEW meetings further fueled their friendship. Lily's conversation with Caradoc carried over to where James and Regulus were sitting.
"So I'll pick you up at the portrait of the fat lady around 7, then?" Caradoc was saying.
Lily smiled. "Yes, that would be great. I'm planning on wearing green, if you want to coordinate or anything." James frowned. He expected to feel jealous. Lily was going to the Yule Ball with Caradoc. He hadn't even had a chance to ask her, never mind that the dance was next weekend. It must have slipped his mind, right? The leg that had been pressed up against his was suddenly gone. He diverted his attention back to Regulus, who had stood and appeared to be packing his school bag.
Reg, hey, where are you going? We're meant to be here for another hour, James said, leaning forward off the sofa cushion. Somewhere else to be. Forgot,
Regulus bit out, not turning around.
I thought you wanted to review your transfiguration notes after this.
James reached out to brush Regulus's back. Regulus stiffened under James's touch, and he pulled his hand back as if he'd been burnt.
Can't tonight.
Regulus stole a glance at James over his shoulder, his eyes blank, an expression colder than James had seen it this year.
Sorry, Lil, he called out. Have to run.
Without waiting for Lily's reply, Regulus rushed out of the library. James stared at the dust motes dancing in the vacated space. Lily watched the library door close, and then looked over at James, her eyebrows furrowed.
"James, what just happened?"
"Beats me,"
he said, not ready to start exploring the emotions churning in his belly. James threw open the door to his dormitory, huffing. He tossed his school bag onto the ground next to his bed, and loosened his tie roughly, running his fingers through his hair.
"Prongs! We thought you weren't supposed to be back from the library until later."
James looked up, realizing he had interrupted his best friend's alone time. Remus was frantically trying to heave Sirius off from where he straddled his hips. Oh, fuck. Pads. Mooney, I'm sorry. I can go down to the common room.
Don't be silly,
Sirius purred, rolling languidly off of Remus and adjusting himself unabashedly. We can just get back to it later, after you're asleep. He grinned and kissed a very flustered Remus. James snickered.
I'd say you were unbelievable, but this seems right in line with what I know about you, so...
What was all this slamming about? Remus asked, wriggling out of Sirius's grip and sitting up on the edge of his bed. He shrugged his shirt back on and looked up at James, this time with clearer eyes.
You look upset.
James groaned and fell dramatically back onto his bed, flinging an arm over his eyes. He was quiet for a minute, the thoughts that he'd been having for weeks bouncing around inside his brain.
Am I gay?
He asked into the canopy of his four-poster. The room was silent. He removed his arm from his eyes and looked over to Remus's bed, where Remus and Sirius were sharing a meaningful look.
Did you hear me?
Sirius sat up, joining Remus on the edge of the bed. Remus looked back at James, his face unreadable.
Sorry, what was that?
Am I gay? Merlin, should I kiss one of you so I can find out?
Maybe,
Sirius grinned, laughing as his boyfriend shoved him backwards.
No, Sirius,
Remus shook his head exasperatedly, looking up at the ceiling as if sending a plea to some higher power to take him away.
Why are you asking?
No reason,
James mumbled.
Why are you back early?
Remus's eyes narrowed, staring back at James.
Weren't you supposed to be tutoring Regulus tonight?
Well, yeah.
And? Sirius interjected, now wearing a similarly concerned expression.
He left.
Like pulling teeth,
Remus whispered under his breath, pinching the bridge of his nose.
Why did he leave? And is that why you're upset?
Better question,
Sirius interrupted.
Is that why you're gay?
James took the pillow out from behind his head and threw it at Sirius, who batted it away easily, leaning in to his questioning glare.
I don't know, okay?
James sat up, feeling like his magic was bubbling up inside him, anxious and uncertain.
I overheard Lily talking to Caradoc about going to the dance, and then Regulus just left. Said he had other plans that he forgot about.
Sirius guffawed.
Yeah, right. Have you seen his planner? It's broken down into 15-minute intervals. He's going to be a proper mess next year for his NEWTs.
You didn't say anything?
Remus frowned.
No.
Or do anything?
I was confused, okay? I was sort of expecting to, I don't know, feel angry or something, but I didn't. I mean, Lily looked happy, and I didn't want to, like, punch Caradoc or anything. And then all of a sudden, Reg is running out of the library like Fiendfire was coming for him.
Okay,
Remus spoke quietly, taming James's urge to flee. And how does this tie back to being gay?
Do you have a thing for my bro?
Remus cast a subtle silencio at Sirius and raised his eyebrows at James, not letting him off.
It's been fun spending time with him, you know. He's so much different now that he's out of your parents' house. And he's so smart. You should have seen how happy he was when he figured out the wand work for Avis. His spell conjured doves. Did you know that?
He could still picture Regulus's bright smile as a flock of white birds flew around the empty classroom where they'd been practicing. James could feel the dopey grin on his face. It fell when he looked back at his friends. Remus's eyebrows were raised, a small smile tugging at his lips. Sirius, on the other hand, was blinking rapidly, his jaw clenched.
Mate.
Remus stood and scooped Sirius up as if he weighed nothing. Werewolf strength seemed to come in handy for wrangling a handsy boyfriend, and dumped him unceremoniously back on the bed.
If you're asking us this question, I'm going to go ahead and say that you're probably, at minimum, bisexual. And it really sounds quite like you've developed a bit of a crush.
Sirius appeared to be shouting something, but Remus's silencing charm held.
I'm going to leave you to your thoughts, because it seems that you need to sort yourself out. If you need us, well, don't.
Remus grinned a wolfy grin as he waved his wand and the bed curtains flew shut around his four-poster. James flopped back down on his bed, summoning his pillow from where he'd thrown it earlier and stuffing it under his head. He had a feeling his thoughts would be keeping him up for quite a while. Time and Space by Booktopus. Chapter 2. Regulus may have been trying to avoid him, but James was persistent and armed with the Marauder's map. When Regulus didn't show up for breakfast the next morning, James tracked him down to the library at lunch, hiding in a secret nook that James hadn't even known existed previously.
"Reg, hey."
James ran his fingers through his hair and shrugged, as if he, too, couldn't believe that he was there.
"James, what do you want?"
Regulus didn't look up from his textbook. James leaned against the wall, trying to look cool and collected, even though he felt anything but.
"I just wanted to talk. You ran off so quickly last night." "I was busy, I told you."
Regulus seemed to be going for gruff and uncaring, but it just reminded James of Sirius when he was hurt. And if Regulus was anything like Sirius when he was hurt, he would need some time and space.
"Okay,"
James agreed, pushing back from the wall, even though every muscle in his body wanted to wrap Regulus up into a hug and demand that he tell James everything so he could fix it.
"Well, I'll leave you alone then. Hopefully I'll see you at Thursday's meeting."
Regulus looked up at him, his jaw moving as he chewed on the inside of his cheek.
"Yeah, probably."
James didn't want to leave him. He didn't. Time and space. Time and space.
"Okay, well, you know where to find me."
He fought every instinct to look back after he'd walked away. That night, James sunk into his favorite sofa in the Gryffindor common room. It was close enough to the fire to keep out the chill, private enough that other students couldn't overhear anything they shouldn't, and provided him with a view of the door, important when he had needed to know when Lily Evans was coming and going. But he wasn't staring at the door tonight. The Marauder's map was unfolded in his lap, and he watched Regulus make his way back to the dungeons after spending an hour in an alcove in the grand staircase, the one that was only accessible from 4:37 a.m. to 8:14 p.m. on weekdays. It was one of James's favorite spots in the castle, even though the year before he'd spent a very uncomfortable night there after missing the last swing of the staircase.
"Long day?"
Lily's lilting voice broke through his thoughts.
"What? Oh, yeah."
James folded up the parchment and shoved it in his school bag.
"You seemed a bit off today. You didn't even laugh when Sirius turned Rosia's hair blue in charms."
She smiled softly at him.
"Anything you want to talk about?"
Of course she could see right through him. Lily was observant. It was one of the things that James had always admired about her. And she was kind. Even though he'd spent years pestering her for a date, she still checked in on him. He shrugged.
"Just having a bit of a crisis. Nothing to worry about."
She laughed, a bright peal that rang through to his heart. It brought a hesitant smile to his face.
"James Potter in crisis. What is the world to do?"
"In crisis?" Remus said from behind him.
He climbed over the back of the sofa gracefully and sat, throwing an arm around James and jostling him.
"Our prongs? Is this still about last night?"
"What happened last night?"
Lily asked, leaning forward conspiratorially. James groaned. Remus laughed at his discomfort.
"I'm not going to tell her, mate. But she might be helpful."
James hung his head in his hands.
"I think I'm bisexual," he mumbled.
"Sorry?"
Lily asked, her eyebrows raised.
"Did I just hear James Potter admit that he's bisexual?"
she whispered. James' head flew up.
"Admit?"
Lily smiled, looking between James and Remus in confusion.
"Sorry, did you think that no one had noticed how you're always staring at Regulus lately?"
She leaned back against the sofa, tipping her head back to think.
"Maybe it's because I spend so much time with both of you, between prefect duties and SBEW."
Remus barked out a surprised laugh, James felt dumbstruck.
Lily knew?
What are you going to do about it?
Lily asked, looking back down, considering him.
Do about it?
Yes.
Well, I can't do anything about it right now. He's mad at me, for who knows what...
He's mad because he thinks that you were disappointed about Lily and Caradoc going to the Yule Ball together, Remus filled in for him. He probably thinks he's protecting himself, Prongs. If he really does like you, all he's ever known is the James who's in love with Lily Evans. Your crush on her belongs in Hogwarts history at this point.
James blushed and chanced a glance at Lily, who rolled her eyes affectionately. He's not wrong, Potter.
So what? I just tell him?
Yes,
Remus and Lily said in unison, laughing at each other once they'd realized. James was quiet. He could feel Remus and Lily watching him, but mercifully they moved on to other conversation topics.
He sighed.
James stayed away from Regulus the next day, though he caught his eye across the great hall and in between classes a few times. Each time, he tore his eyes away.
Time and space. But Merlin, time and space were difficult.
After Quidditch practice, James showered and dropped to his bed, exhausted from hours of drills. He took out the Marauder's map again, finding Regulus in the astronomy tower. He considered pulling on some clothes and going to see him, but stopped himself.
Time and space.
James got to the library early for Thursday night's SPEW meeting. Lily nodded at him with a small, knowing smile. He sat in his usual spot and took out his knitting, trying to figure out where he'd left off on Monday night. He didn't look up when Regulus dropped into the chair across from him.
Hi.
James wished one of his hands were free to run through his hair to calm his nerves. He glanced up, meeting Regulus's gaze.
Hi.
How's the knitting going?
James huffed.
About as well as you'd expect, I reckon.
Regulus bit the inside of his lip, looking like he wanted to say something. He twitched, sighed, then abandoned his chair and crossed over to the sofa, sitting down next to James.
I'm sorry for how I've been acting this week.
James raised his eyebrows. An apology? Now this was uncharted Black Brother territory.
It's all right,
he said. The lion in his chest wanted to roar his feelings, wanted to just climb on top of Regulus and pin him, pray. But a lion was no match for a snake. He didn't want to give him the chance to slither out of his maw.
You're not going to ask me why I was upset?
James focused on the row of knitting he was surely screwing up.
Well, I'd like to know, if you'd like to tell me.
I don't, particularly.
James chuckled mirthlessly.
Okay, then.
They sat quietly. Regulus had taken out his knitting project and was sitting on the opposite side of the sofa, not touching James. There might as well have been an ocean between them for how distant Regulus felt. There were small groups of students all around them, either there for the SPEW meeting or studying. But it seemed that everyone's focus was on the Yule Ball, now only 2 days away, chatting about what to wear and who was going with who.
So, are you going to the Yule Ball?
He dared ask, flicking his eyes up at Regulus. Regulus shifted.
Probably not. Why not?
Regulus finally met his gaze with a glare.
Don't have a date. Don't want to tag along with Rosia and Barty. They're idiots.
James huffed, agreeing, but not wanting to risk Regulus's wrath. If this was one of those situations where only Regulus was allowed to say anything bad about them.
Would you want to go with me?
Regulus sat up a bit straighter, his eyes narrowing.
Why? Why what? Why are you asking me to go with you? Well,
James shifted.
I thought about how you've been angry with me this week. So what? This is some ploy to get me to be friends with you again?
Regulus was staring daggers at James now, his knitting forgotten in his lap.
No, James groaned. You've been angry with me because of Lily, right? Because you thought I was disappointed that she was going to the ball with Caradoc.
Regulus was silent, shaking his head with a shrug as if to say,
And? Because you like me.
Regulus stood, making to leave, and James reached out for him, dropping his knitting needles.
Regulus, stop. Come on.
He tugged lightly on Regulus's arm, who acquiesced with a huff and sat back down.
I like you too.
Regulus shook his head, huffing out a sad laugh.
No, you don't.
James sat up straight, summoning his courage.
Yes, I do, he implored.
Regulus rolled his eyes.
I'm not going to be your pity date, just because we're friends and I'm your best mate's little brother. Poor Regulus, just pining after James Potter.
He practically launched himself off the sofa in his effort to stand up, mumbling something to himself that James couldn't hear, and gathering his things. James stood up and dipped his head, trying to catch Regulus's eye.
Hey, stop. It's not because you're Sirius's brother. Can't you just listen?
He pleaded. He put his hand on Regulus's lower back, and felt the other boy shiver under his touch. Regulus finished packing his bag, and finally looked at James, a deep blush on his cheeks.
I've heard all I needed to hear. It's embarrassing, for both me and you. I'm sorry. This was clearly a mistake.
This time, when Regulus made to leave, James was determined not to let him go. But Regulus was smart, whipping his wand out and shooting a spell at James's feet. The skein of yarn James had been working from tangled around his feet quickly, locking his legs together at the ankles. He tripped clumsily into the armchair that Regulus typically sat in, trying to kick off the yarn that seemed to only get more tangled around his legs as he tried to free himself. He growled in frustration, his wand out of reach. He heard the library door slam behind him. Lily came to his rescue, sending a well-aimed Defindo at the yarn around his feet. He could tell that she'd heard everything when he saw the look of pity on her face.
"Don't give up!"
She offered him a hand to help him up, and he took it gratefully.
"He's prickly, but you'll get there."
Back at his dormitory, he sat down at his writing desk and began to formulate a letter.
Dear Regulus. Reg, I'm gay too, I swear. Or bisexual. Remus tried. I wish you would stop running away from me, you sodding bloody prat.
He dropped his head to his desk, groaning so loudly that he didn't hear the door open behind him.
Going that well, mate? Sirius asked.
Without picking his head up, James flipped him two fingers. Sirius laughed.
I tried to talk to him again, and he refused to hear me out, then tripped me so I couldn't follow him. Sounds about right. Dearest mother and father didn't raise us to talk about our feelings, Sirius commented.
James whipped around in his chair.
But you don't seem to have any trouble with it. Black sheep,
Sirius pointed at himself with a mischievous tilt to his head. He plopped down on Remus's bed, kicking off his shoes.
Plus, he's always been a quiet kid. Not quite sure what you see in him, honestly. That's part of what I like about him. He's thoughtful, you know? And he's wickedly funny. He laughs at his own jokes, and it's just so bloody cute.
Sirius made a vomiting sound, and James threw one of his balled-up pieces of parchment at him. Sirius caught it, laughing, and started tossing it in the air. James decided that the time and space route would have to endure. Merlin, but he was frustrated. All he could hope for was that Regulus would show up at the Yule Ball. Maybe then he'd be willing to listen. Time and Space by Booktopus. Chapter 3. The great hall was decked out with Christmas trees in every corner. Snow floated through the air, never quite settling on anything. James anxiously checked for Regulus. If he was coming, he wasn't there yet.
"You sure you're okay?"
Remus asked, as Sirius tugged on his arm, urging him towards the dance floor.
"Never better," James smiled half-heartedly. "Go on, have fun. Don't let pads wear you out."
Remus shot him one last sad smile before letting Sirius pull him away. James watched his friends enjoy themselves on the dance floor. Sirius flailed about, making Remus laugh. Marlene and Dorcas swayed, completely wrapped up in one another. Caradoc spun Lily gracefully, and James had to admit that they made quite a handsome couple. An hour passed, and then two. Various friends kept checking in on him, bringing him punch, coaxing him out onto the dance floor. But he wasn't in the mood. At least if he was in his room, he wouldn't have to wear his pointy dress shoes anymore. He headed for the entrance, hoping none of his friends would catch him leaving. As he rounded the corner just outside the great hall, he collided with someone. Trying not to fall, the other person scrambled, reaching out to steady themselves on his arms.
Reg?
James. Regulus composed himself and stepped backwards, out of James's embrace.
Where are you going?
Regulus looked good enough to eat. His dress robes were a green so dark it bordered on black, trimmed with silver. They hugged his slight frame, accentuating his trim waist.
Well,
James shuffled from foot to foot, trying not to openly ogle Regulus.
I was going to head back to Griff's common room, actually.
Oh. Regulus's expression was unreadable.
You're late.
Yes, well, I wasn't going to come. James raised an eyebrow.
What made you change your mind?
Regulus paused.
I've been thinking about what you said.
James's heart leapt, but he didn't want to get too far ahead of himself. Merlin knew the last few times they'd tried to talk hadn't exactly gone his way.
And?
Well, we don't have to talk about this now if you were
Reg.
Did you mean it?
Which part, exactly?
When you said that you liked me?
Yes.
James wasn't going to leave any room for error.
Yes, I like you, Regulus, and not as a friend. I have a massive, embarrassing crush on you that I've admitted to my friends, and am now confessing to you.
He stood his ground, his hands loose in his pockets and his eyebrows raised, daring Regulus to challenge him.
But why? You're James Potter. You could probably have anyone you want.
James laughed at that.
You mean James Potter, who mooned over Lily Evans for several years, didn't realize that he was gay or bisexual or whatever, and just admitted to having a huge, embarrassing crush on you?
I don't have anything to offer.
I'm scrawny, I don't like Quidditch. You're slight, but you're very attractive, and I would never make you watch or play if you didn't want to. And I'm basically an orphan and have nothing to bring to the relationship. My parents love you. You practically lived at my house over the summer. I don't need anything but you. And did you say relationship?
Regulus huffed. James grinned at him.
I still don't understand.
Reg.
James took a tentative step forward and put his hands on Regulus's shoulders, shaking him once.
Do you like me?
Regulus looked down at the ground.
Yes.
James tucked his finger under Regulus's chin, tipping his face back up.
Do we need to keep arguing about this? Or can I kiss you now?
Regulus blushed, stammering.
Yes, I suppose that would be all...
James brushed his lips against Regulus's, quieting him. He pulled Regulus in closer as he pressed more insistently. Regulus sighed into his mouth and ran his hands up James's back, under his robes but over his button-down. James lost himself in the pleasure of kissing Regulus. Soft, sweet, this was nothing like the rushed snogging he'd done in the past with girls, in alcoves between classes, or in a darkened corner of the common room during house parties. Regulus tasted like fresh mint. James ran his teeth over Regulus's bottom lip, sucking it into his mouth.
"We shouldn't be doing this," Regulus whispered,
his eyes still closed, head tilted at the perfect angle for James to kiss him again.
"We absolutely should be doing this."
James nipped at his lip, smiling stupidly. Regulus grinned.
"I mean, not here. I don't particularly want to be told off by McGonagall. Minnie would never do that to me."
James swayed them a bit, the music from the ball drifting towards them.
But we don't have to stay. You look so good. I don't want to keep you from the ball if you want to go in.
That wasn't what I had in mind. Regulus forced their swaying to continue when James froze up.
Unless you want to. No, we,
Come on. Regulus laced their fingers together and took off, looking back at James mischievously.
"The library?"
James Whisper shouted, as Regulus opened the doors with an Aloha Mora. "Pince is chaperoning the ball."
"You snake!"
James followed Regulus into the silent maze of books. They slammed up against bookcases, snogging eagerly, shedding their dress robes and ties and shirts as they went. James shivered as Regulus ran his cool hands up the hot skin of his chest, tweaking one of his nipples. He nipped at Regulus's lip in retaliation, marveling at the feel of Regulus's skin under his fingertips. They made it to the sofa where they regularly sat during SPEW meetings. James had a fleeting thought that he'd never be able to sit there again without thinking of this exact moment. Regulus pushed him to a sitting position and lowered himself to straddle James. Pressing their chests together, he ran his fingers through James's hair, miraculously not getting caught in any tangles. He leaned in, kissing the smile off of James's face. He snaked his hand around the back of James's neck, fisting his fingers in the hair there. James moaned, and Regulus swooped in, tangling their tongues together. They wrestled a bit for dominance, surging forward with bruising kisses and gasping breaths. James shifted closer, gasping and pulling back when he felt Regulus's hardness brush against his abdomen. Regulus smirked.
"Can I?" he gestured at James's crotch.
Yeah, sure."
Regulus paused, tilting his head. "James, is this making you uncomfortable?"
"Merlin, no, I just, I don't have a lot of experience."
Regulus pulled him back in for a sweet kiss, much slower than their previous pace.
"That's okay. We don't have to do anything."
James laughed nervously.
I didn't mean that."
He arched his hips up, his cock straining against his trousers. Regulus studied him.
"Here."
He climbed off of James's lap and lay with his back on the sofa, pulling James on top of him. They shuffled a bit, getting comfortable, until James reconnected their lips, impatient. Regulus's legs fell open, and James settled between them.
"Now you're in control," Regulus whispered against his lips.
Goose flesh broke out all over James's body. He ground down experimentally, rubbing himself against Regulus. The friction was delicious, as was the hiss that Regulus had let out. So he did it again, dragging his hips up slowly, groaning into the kiss.
"Can we?" James panted. "Can we take our trousers off?"
Regulus nodded with a hungry look in his eye. He unbuttoned James's trousers and pushed them down before doing his own, shimmying them down to his ankles and kicking them off. This time, when James rutted against him, his cotton boxer brief slid easily over the silk of Regulus's boxers. He couldn't decide if the lack of friction was exciting or maddening. Their legs tangled together, each of them scrambling a bit, trying to touch everywhere all at once.
"James!"
His name on Regulus's lips, accompanied by heavy breathing, brought him to new heights. He pulled away, looking down at Regulus. His hair was mussed, curls everywhere. His lips were swollen from their frantic kissing, and he ran his tongue over them. James decided that this was a sight he could get used to. He looked down between their bodies, where they were still sliding against each other. Looking back up at Regulus, he had a question on his lips, but wasn't sure how to voice it. Regulus must have been able to read him like a book.
"Do you want?"
James nodded, at a loss for words. Regulus reached between them and pulled James's boxer briefs down around his balls, his cock jumping free of its confines. James watched as he did the same thing to himself. Regulus's prick was perfectly pink, its ruddy head dribbling a bit of pre-cum. James salivated. Regulus took a hold of his own length and rubbed it against James's, smearing the slippery substance along the bottom of James's cock before frotting them together, trying to envelop both of them in his hand. James dropped his head to Regulus's shoulder, shaking from holding himself up and the ongoing stimulation. He mouthed along his jawline, earning a squeal from Regulus, who tightened his tenuous hold on them. He reached down, wrapping his hand around Regulus's, squeezing them tighter together. Fuck, Regulus whispered into James's ear. James shivered at the hot breath against his neck.
Can I? Anything. You can do anything,
James blurted out, heat beginning to coil tightly in his belly. Regulus let them go and pushed James back into a seated position. He straddled James's lap, casting a spell for lube before slicking them both up. James jumped at his grip. Regulus leaned forward, resting his forehead on James, and began pumping them at a punishing rhythm. James encircled his hand with both of his own, tightening the hold while allowing Regulus to keep the pace. All James could see was the set of lust-blown eyes he stared into. Lost. They weren't kissing necessarily, just panting heavily, trading breaths between them.
Reg,
James exhaled as his vision started to white out. His orgasm hit him like a ton of bricks, his hips stuttering where they'd been trying to fuck up into their joined hands. His cum spurted onto his chest and then out over their fingers, slicking up the way Regulus was still wanking them. James opened his eyes, finding Regulus with his jaw hanging open, looking down at where they were still joined together. He pushed Regulus's hand out of the way and spread his own cum all over Regulus's cock, taking up the rhythm that Regulus had set.
James!
Regulus whined as James twisted his hand at the end, catching his fingers against the crown of his prick every time. He reached his free hand up and tweaked Regulus's nipple, adding a gasp to the range of noises coming from Regulus.
Gonna... Yes, Regulus, are you gonna come for me?
James murmured, his gaze unable to settle on Regulus's face or his cock. Regulus broke, his head falling back in ecstasy as he cried out James's name over and over again. The first rope of cum surprised them both, covering James from his face down to his belly button. He darted his tongue out experimentally, tasting the salty, sour spend on his lips. Regulus went boneless above him as his dick pulsed out the last of his orgasm. He crumpled onto James, burying his head in the crook of his neck, careless of the sticky mess between them. James wiped his hands against his thighs, getting rid of most of the cum, before looping his arms around Regulus's midsection, sighing. Their breathing evened out slowly, Regulus peppering kisses on his neck intermittently. James cradled Regulus against him as he leaned forward to grab his wand and his glasses, mercifully safe on the floor where he'd tossed them. They both shuddered as he cast a cleaning spell. James was surprised to find that he was a bit nervous, even with Regulus still draped over him. He shifted, running his thumb softly against Regulus's flanks.
"Can't move," Regulus mumbled into his shoulder.
James chuckled.
"We'll have to, eventually, unless you want Pince to find us."
Regulus huffed, his hot breath damp against James's sweaty skin.
"That was something," James offered.
Regulus peeled away, wincing at the sensation. He leaned back, studying James's face, and cupped his jaw with both hands.
"You're overthinking this, aren't you? That's probably my fault."
He leaned in to kiss James, his gray eyes open as their lips met. He nuzzled his nose against James sweetly. James smiled.
"Just don't want you to run away again."
Regulus popped another kiss on his lips before sitting back and stretching, his lean body on display for James to enjoy. He grabbed his wand and cast a warming charm over them, which James was sorry he hadn't done first.
"It's funny that you think I'm going anywhere now that I've got my hooks in you," Regulus smirked,
running his hands up James's Quidditch-toned chest.
"Your hooks in me?" James laughed. "I've been chasing you around all week. I gave you time and space."
He punctuated these words with kisses as he reeled Regulus back in,
instead of pinning you down like I wanted. "Pinning me down, hmm?"
Regulus raised an eyebrow, his lip curled.
"Kinky."
James rolled his eyes affectionately.
"You know what I meant."
Regulus hummed, studying his face.
"You're going to have to be the one to tell Ciri about this."
"Okay."
"And your parents."
"Okay."
Regulus was quiet for a moment.
"I wish I didn't have to go back to the dungeons tonight."
James brushed his cheek affectionately, tucking a loose curl behind his ear.
Me too. But we only have another week until we go home. If your parents will still have me. Home, James repeated himself. Where my parents will still love you. Where I'll have you to myself every night.
Every night in your childhood bed, with Sirius across the hall.
With Sirius across the hall, who will be plenty busy with his boyfriend.
Gross.
All to myself. Where we can do this, and more.
He grabbed the globes of Regulus's arse and squeezed, pulling him close again. His overwrought cock twitched hopefully between them.
I like the sound of that,
Regulus purred, kissing him.
Promise you'll talk to me if you start freaking out, James asked, suddenly serious. Promise. Do you want to see if the ball is still happening?
And get the chance to terrorize my brother by kissing you in front of him?
Yes.
Regulus pushed back, standing up.
Menace, James laughed, following his lead.
Regulus pulled his boxers on and leaned in to James before picking up his next article of clothing.
Your menace?
James growled, kissing him fiercely.
Mine, he agreed.